This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, two Upjohn Institute economists look at whether the Affordable Care Act is forcing some workers into part-time hours. But first, being a caregiver for someone who's terminally ill or has a long-term illness can be exhausting. Joyce Rupp says both family caregivers and those who do the work professionally need to find a balance and care for themselves, too. Rupp will be the main speaker at this year's 15th Annual Community of Caregivers at the Transformations Spirituality Center in Kalamazoo. She spoke with WMUK's Andy Robbins.
What are the different challenges, perhaps, that face someone who is giving care to, you know, someone who has Alzheimer's or perhaps a terminal illness or some sort of disability? Are there differences in the challenges that face someone who is a professional versus a non-professional?
You know, I think there is a difference, Andy. I mean, there are a lot of similarities too. But the individuals who are caregivers, let's say for an elderly parent or a spouse who has Alzheimer's or dementia, or parents who have children with physical, mental, emotional challenges. There are so many varieties of caregivers today of individuals who aren't, quote, hired professionally to care for others. And I think in some ways, there's a pressure on people who are professional in the sense that this is their job, and many times they are asked to, I'm thinking of nurses right now and the long hours they have in hospitals, and I think their work is just such an impossibility, and they're constantly telling me that, you know, they would love to stand by the bedside or sit by the bedside and really listen to a patient who wants to talk about their life and their issues, and they just simply can't do it. I mean, they have to move on. So I think that's different than a person who's caring individually for someone else. There's a different relationship there. Sometimes I think it means that they even care more. They take on more suffering onto themselves because they care so much about that person. Another area I think for individual caregivers is that many times they don't know when to. They either don't know when to ask for help or to get some more help, or else they just want so much to try and do that all by themselves. I'll just give you an example of that. This past year, I was with a woman who was dying of lung cancer, and her son had chosen to be the central caregiver for her. His siblings lived out of town, and so he himself is a professional person. He had two jobs, not with caregiving, but two professional jobs that he had. He had teenagers, and he moved in with his mother to take care of her the last 4 or 5 months, and he wanted to do it all himself. And her friends were there, and they were trying to help out when they could. He got so overwhelmed, just absolutely overwhelmed, couldn't do his work, professional work well, didn't have enough time for his kids, loved his mom greatly, wanted to be there every moment with her. And one day he just exploded. He just got furious with the people who were there also trying to help. And it was because his load was just so great. And out of that whole experience, he realized that he just couldn't do it by himself. But it was a very painful experience for him and for the people who were involved in that. So I think professionally, there are more guidelines there. But what I find with professional caregivers is that they are so oriented into caring for other people that they really do. They either forget to care. They don't have time to care for themselves. I mean, a professional caregiver still has home responsibilities. They've got their own life to take care of. They've got their own relationships. And I found that they either tend to ignore their own personal hurt and stress, or sometimes they're just in denial about it. They just simply can't allow themselves to know how much they're hurting.
Are there some specific things that you find that caregivers don't do to, you know, care for themselves while they're trying to care for this other person that that they can adopt that, you know, makes that load lighter?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm thinking specifically of a former publisher of mine, and his wife was 60 when she developed Alzheimer's. And he quit his position, and he wanted to keep her at home, and he has for 12 years. But he's a remarkable man. And at first, same thing, he wanted to just care for her himself. But as her disease progressed, he realized two things. One is that he needed to debrief someplace. That constant every single day was just really tough. And so he joined a men's group, a wonderful supportive men's group. The other thing he did is he went seeking help. He got some daycare. He took his wife to a daycare a couple of days a week, and then eventually now at this point in her last stages, he has help coming into the home, professional help coming in. The other thing that he has been really faithful about is his own personal care, I guess, in the sense that, you know, he's continuing to take time out for quiet for himself, for his own reading and whatever it is, that exercise, things that will help him, you know, to maintain some kind of balance in that. So one of the first things I find that people give up is any time for themselves. They're just constantly at the beck and call of another person. And so how to say, you know, I need to go away for a while. I need to have somebody come in and take care of so-and-so so I can just get out of the house, so I can just do some shopping and not feel guilty about it. I remember my sister, when my brother-in-law had Parkinson, she wouldn't even leave the house to go get groceries. I mean, it was so demanding, and she just wanted to be there every moment. So I think they don't even take that physical time for themselves. I think that's one big thing. Getting enough sleep is another. A lot of times, you know, they're awakened in the night, and so, again, trying to take care of that piece, because when a person doesn't get enough sleep, that's when they really start, you know, giving in to some of the less healthy ways to respond, so to speak, you know, and that's anger and irritation and blaming other people and those sorts of things that can happen for them.
For people who are caring for a loved one or relative at home in particular, do they feel guilt when, you know, they need to take time for themselves, but that's a problem?
Oh, guilt is a really big thing. Yes, I would say that's central. Oh, I feel so guilty. I should be here at every moment. Oh, what if I leave? What if so-and-so would die while I'm gone? You know, just that buildup of guilt that's there. And underneath that is, you know, feeling so responsible, taking on that whole area. Another aspect of that is feeling like they're the ones that, you know, if there was someone who's maybe not terminally ill, feeling that they're responsible to, quote, fix that person, you know, whatever that might be. And you know, anyone professional, when we talk about compassion and self-compassion, it's like that fixing thing or being ultra-responsible can really get people in trouble.
Now, you come at this, obviously, from a spiritual stance. You're a member of a Catholic mm-hmm. order, the Servants of Mary. Are there differences, you know, if you're coming at it from that viewpoint versus someone who is perhaps not especially religious?
Oh, that's such a good question. You know, one of the things I spend time on, and I will do this with the professional caregivers, is that because the majority of them will be coming out of some kind of Christian background, they might not be, you know, active in their religion, but the majority of people are, and in interfaith, other religions as well, there's such a strong message of sacrificing for others, ultra generosity, giving up your life for another. And so when I talk out of my own tradition, which is Christian, I ask people I just kind of take them through some of the ways that I see Jesus as being self-compassionate. You know, he constantly, in all of the Christian scriptures, they show him going away by himself, spending evenings alone, taking time to recuperate, to pray, to draw spiritual strength to go on with his journey. They show him being in touch with his emotions and crying, weeping when his friend Lazarus dies. They describe him, and this is a big one, I think, you know, he takes time for social relationships, his friendship with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. You know, that's one of the things that for both groups, but a particular individual caregivers, they just kind of cut off all their social relationships outside of the home when they're, you know, in a difficult situation of caregiving. And I think another big one is that when Jesus is in his agony before his death, I mean, in the Garden of Olives, he asks for help. He goes deliberately and says to his followers, "Would you watch with me? This is a really tough time for me." So I always talk about that because I myself have yet to hear any minister or pastor emphasize being compassionate for ourselves. It's always about being there for other people, and I just think we need to get a balance on that. You know, both are really essential. Well, you know, one of the things I want to say, because I think people really mix this up when talk about self-compassion, is that, you know, it's not narcissism, it's not self-orientation, it's really about self-love and self-respect, and it's about being kind to ourselves. And you know, contrary to what people believe, I think the majority of people are not very kind to themselves. You know, as soon as something happens that they wish they hadn't done or didn't happen, interiorly we just start calling each other names like, "Oh, idiot," or "You're so irresponsible," or, "You know, you can't get that straight," or "You're not," whatever. And so I just think and so many writers now will say this, is that, you know, the more compassion we have for ourselves, the kinder we are for ourselves, the kinder we're going to be with other people. And I found that to be so true for myself. And I will share, you know, some stories of myself, my own experience of this as I go through the evening and the day with the ones that will be present there.
We've been speaking with Joyce Rupp, who is going to be the keynote speaker this year for the Community of Caregivers, a 15th annual gathering at Transformations in Kalamazoo. Joyce, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome, Andy. I'm just so glad that we had some time to talk about this. You can probably tell that it's one of my favorite subjects, so thank you.
Joyce Rupp is a nationally known speaker and author. She spoke with WMUK's Andy Robbins. Rupp will speak at two events during the 15th Annual Community of Caregivers Gathering in Kalamazoo. Tonight, she'll talk about caring from the heart for personal caregivers at 7 o'clock. And on Saturday, she'll address professional caregivers about the gift of self-compassion from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Both events are at the Transformations Spirituality Center on Gull Road. You can find more information through a link on our webpage at wmuk.org.